You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by John, a cost engineer for Veolia UK, his line manager Kenny and Heather Barbara from RNIB to talk about changes made following John's sight loss. All three of you, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, David.
Yep, thank you for having us.
John, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your sight loss and how that impacted you doing your job.
I was actually diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa around about 20 years ago. I wasn't in the working with Veolia at the time. I was working as an operations manager for RP. It's a progressive eye disorder. And at the time, my field vision was affected and my night vision was affected. Apart from that, I could get on, I could manage, I could do day-to-day stuff as normal. Fast forward a few years later and obviously things started to get a little bit worse, and I decided at that point in time to take a step back from the operations manager's position. What was happening was when I was going out to see customers and stuff like that, I was struggling a bit. My mobility was becoming an issue. So as I said, I decided to take a step back and look for another job and apply for a position with Veolia as an admin assistant. Veolia tapped into the kind of knowledge and background that I had in operations and decided to create a role for me, which called a cost engineer. I have now been with Veolia for 11 years, and in that time I've had to come to the RNIB for assistance to help me maintain the role that I'm currently in.
Now, Kenny, bringing you in as John's line manager, how is it from where you're sitting?
I think we've just done what any good employer would do, really. But John done really well to hide his condition for a long time, I felt. It wasn't until I went away with John one time, the kind of true extent of his condition kind of come to my awareness when we were, you know, I was having to help John get to his hotel room, even to the point of helping him go to the toilet and things like that as well, which was interesting for us both, I think. At that point, you go, oh, right, okay, we've got a kind of serious issue here that we need to be looking at. And that's when we started to reach out to the RNIB. You know, there's no training for this, really. So it's like, let's reach out to the experts. And he was getting a guide dog as well. And, you know, how do we manage this process as a business? What do we do? And just, as I say, reaching out to the RNIB has provided us with pretty much all the expertise and knowledge that we need to look at how we properly risk assess this, what equipment John needs. And so, yeah, it's been challenging, but also very rewarding as well, because John's really, really good at his job. And that's the key thing here, you know, and it's to keep him at work, you know, happy as well.
Now, Heather, bringing you in, when John or Kenny reaches out to RNIB about a situation like this, what's your first bit of action? How do you then step in?
From my angle, I mean, it was great that these two guys have obviously got a great rapport going. And, you know, they were just looking for, what do we do? Things have changed. A lot of it was the technology side of things. You know, John's eye condition, things had changed. His vision had deteriorated. And he just needed to know what other technology options there were. So Kenny being open to what do we do, what do we need to know, I think that's what made things happen. It wasn't a battle to get an employer to listen and see that there were solutions. You know, Kenny and Veolia came looking for that, you know, what do we need to do. So yeah, it was very much about, here's the things that you could try, give it a go, speak to the suppliers, try things out, get a demo, get training in how to use the software that John now uses, because it does so much more. You know, initially thought about, who would have thought that you could use colour-coded documents, you know, if you can't actually see the colours on screen. But yeah, you can with the right technology. I think knowing that, you know, John came into his job with Veolia thinking, right, okay, well, I'm still working, but the employer recognised that he can progress in his work, and they created and found this role that totally matched his skills. It really has been, it's been a great story from the off.
Now, John, I believe there's also a podcast on the horizon. Can you tell us a wee bit about that, please?
Yeah, Veolia have this thing called Our People's Podcast, which goes out and all the usual kind of Spotify, Amazon, stuff like that. And so they've done a piece with myself and Kenny about how I am included in the workplace with a disability and what Veolia have done to help keep me in the position that I'm on. So yeah, it's a good listen for anybody out there who is in the workplace with a disability. It's a good listen.
Finally, John, and I suppose Kenny as well, have you got any advice for people out there, perhaps in a similar boat to yourself, John, who are losing their sight and perhaps maybe a bit apprehensive about going to the line manager for some extra support?
To do it, I mean, you're not going to lose anything. We're actually saying to someone, I need a wee bit of help. And it's hard for people, I think, in general, to ask for help. Once you get over that, the benefits totally outweigh your worry and your fear. For myself, you don't want to lose that independence, I think, is one of the things. You want to be independent, but that's how I felt. I wanted to continue to be the person I was before. And I think you get to a level where you've got to raise your hand up and say, look, I need a wee bit of assistance here. And I think that was the tough bit for me. And that goes as not for Viola, but in my general day-to-day life as well. As Kenny said, I've got a guide dog now, and I still don't like using a white cane. I tried it to start with, and I felt a bit vulnerable and a bit like people were staring at me. And I just wanted to conceal the fact that I was visually impaired. But just taking that step, getting guide dogs in, getting you guys in, what a difference it has made to my life. As I say, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be working. And I've got to thank Viola for their help and assistance as well. Kenny and the guys in here, just understanding the small adjustments they need to make. And that's all it was, is small adjustments for their guys, but a huge help to myself. So,
from an employer point of view, your initial reaction is kind of, oh goodness, how do I deal with this one? This is a bit of, there's no kind of training for this. There's no diploma or degree you can study that tells you how to manage this situation. So it's just embrace it. Speak to the guys like RNIB and also just like engage with your staff. Speak to John and, you know, it's a three-way thing, you know, that all three of us know what's going on and that we're making things right for John and to continue his employment. So I just reach out for the help.
Well, John and Kenny from Veolia and also Heather Barbara from RNIB, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks
for having
us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.